And then you're off kilter, and it's like you're not pivoting from a plan. Like you didn't have a plan. So it's just like, and then you start to get all spun up, or at least I do. I'm a spinner upper. So it's like, okay, this day isn't going to go like how I assumed. Deep breath. What's going on? Okay, there is no point at which jotting down a top three is not going to help.
Welcome to the Simplified Organization Podcast, 15-minute conversations with real moms about managing our homes and family life cheerfully to the glory of God. We can actually enjoy housework and love being homemakers when we focus on truth and work with gratitude. I'm Misty Winkler, homeschool mom of five with two graduates and author of the book Simplified Organization, Learn to Love What Must Be Done. I write a podcast at Simply Convivial, and I run Convivial Circle, a community helping women to excel at homemaking and do life cheerfully. And today I'm joined by one of our members inside Convivial Circle, Trisha Leger. She's actually a repeat guest on the podcast, so it's so good to have you again. Trisha is a Catholic wife and mother making a home and building a domestic church in Southern Arizona. So thank you, Trisha.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, on the podcast this month, we're talking all about daily cards, and, you know, which includes just making a brand new kind of start from scratch list of only three things every single day. So was this something that you jumped right into, or were you skeptical? What has been your iteration process with the daily card?
I was definitely skeptical because, like, how can you possibly manage life only doing three things? Like, there's no way this could work. But I think that took a little bit of a mindset shift, that we're not talking about the only three things you do in a day. Not even necessarily the most important things for the week, but just really focusing in, like, for today, what needs to be done so that when I go to bed tonight, I can say I managed this day well. Because I think for a long time, I kind of had my top three kind of conflated with my to-do list or my task list in general. And so I was just like, there's no way only picking three is going to make a difference. But what kind of changed my tune on that was just trying it. You know, just it was one of those, well, it can't hurt me. Like, it can't make things any more crazy around here. So let me just give it a shot. And what I started to realize was that, you know, again, that was just sort of that focus. And when you're standing there and you know, someone needs a snack, someone's got a smelly bottom, there's a phonics lesson that needs to happen. And, oh, by the way, I was supposed to pick up the dry cleaning, you know, whatever. It's like, it zeroes in, like, what am I doing today? And when you kind of focus on those three important things, those kind of key things, you know, a lot of, like, all of that other stuff happens, because a lot of that stuff, like, life just kind of hums along in the back, you know? And so, because, man, I do sort of wish it was the only three things you were doing, because then sometimes you get those checked off by 9 a.m. and then it's just, you know, novels and coffee all day long. I so wish, but realizing that it gives a little bit of a structure, just a little bit of a framework for the day, just to kind of just focus in.
Yeah.
Really just.
So what kind of things make it onto your daily top three then? What kind of priorities or, you know, focus? are you putting on there?
On the regular, homeschool has to go on the card.
Yep.
You know, again, because I'm in sort of a funny age where like all of my big kids can read. And then like, I've got three readers and three non-readers, or two non-readers, but my non-readers, like they're not even school age. Like they're not even in the process of learning to read. So I am actually at kind of a funny stage where like, if I'm not intentional, no, in fact, school's not going to happen. Cause they, oh, well, those were the books from the library. The kids are reading those so nicely, you know? So,
yes.
And of course, a day like that every now and again isn't going to hurt anybody, but you know, you do actually need to do math and handwriting and Bible and all of those things, like need to make it in the day. So homeschool just has to go on there because I will, I'll just sort of let that slide and let the kids just sort of explore things, which has its place, of course, but, always homeschool. Almost always dinner or some kind of a meal prep element, because like maybe dinner is taken care of, but there's nothing for breakfast tomorrow. So there's always kind of like one kind of kitchen meal project, just because you know, any mom knows that it's like everybody needs three meals every day, including me. And it's the most astonishing thing. Like when you open the fridge and there's nothing to eat, you know, so always school, always some sort of dinner or meal prep kind of thing. And then the, whatever is third or sometimes fourth, it would be kind of like an extra task sort of thing, a project that needs to be advanced, or, like making sure something gets dropped off at the post office, or a phone call. Phone calls are a big one because I do not like making phone calls, and so it's always got to go on the list as a priority.
That makes sense. That those are things that like need to be on our radar, right? So it's like what goes on the daily card is like sticking those important things on our radar so they don't fall off, because what, like phone calls, I also have to put phone calls on mine because I will strategically forget.
Oh, it's after 5. The dentist is closed. Too bad. Maybe next time.
Well, a couple of months ago, you finished Simplified Organization Community Coaching, our kind of signature program through the three courses, Organize Your Attitude, Streamline Your Homemaking, and Work Your Plan. And I just loved this bit from your final assessment. Mm-hmm. One of the questions on there is, what was your win that has stuck the most? And you wrote, take a look at the situation, make a reasonable guess, and just start. It's actually a pretty novel idea to me that as my family grows and changes, the systems I had in place don't work anymore. And the answer isn't always as simple as just double the recipe or just run another load of laundry. I won't find an answer just sitting there wondering where all the groceries or underpants went. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, I have done that. Like, I just don't know how this could have happened.
Shocked. I am shocked and appalled. I just don't know.
So I'd assume that the daily card has also been a tactic that helps with just taking a first step. And then also it's one that we have to just take a first step without like necessarily figuring it all out ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. And when things aren't working anymore, like that's when you can just go back to a daily card.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And it's like, and that's one of the things that I think is kind of underrated about the daily card. And I think this is where the mixing it up with just sort of like a big long to-do list really does it a disservice. One of the things that I think is so crucial about the daily card is actually its flexibility. Like, you are 5 minutes of thinking and one post-it away from redirecting your whole day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, especially those days when you, like, you know, I, you know, it's a plain Jane, regular Tuesday. We've got this, this, and this. Throw in homeschool, no big deal. Well, but then somebody wakes up sick, or the water heater is making funny noises, or, you know, whatever it is. And then you're off kilter, and it's like you're not pivoting from a plan. Like, you didn't have a plan. So it's just like, and then you start to get all spun up, or at least I do. I'm a spinner upper. So it's like, okay, this day isn't going to go like how I assumed. Deep breath. What's going on? Okay, we've got to chart a course, and you can do that. You know, if things are off the rails by 9 a.m., you can do it at 9 a.m. It's like you can eat. There is no point at which jotting down a top three is not going to help.
Yeah.
And there have been times when it's like dinner is burning on the stove. Everybody's screaming. My husband's late from work. I just take a deep breath. And it's like, number one, smile. Number two, make sure everyone is nourished with a cheerful mother. Number three, have a peaceful bedtime. And that's a win. Like, and it doesn't matter that the phone calls didn't get made, or that maybe the phonics lesson didn't happen. Like, you're always, yeah, there is no point at the day that cannot be saved by a daily card. You know, and it's like, and 100% the, you know, the night before, looking at the calendar, thinking about it, making out that top three, you know, that's a great way to do it. It's effective. And that's the, like, the ideal habit to be in, 100%. But if it's 9 o'clock at night and you need to win the day, it's like, you know, and then if you're writing your 9 o'clock card at night, your card at 9 o'clock at night, and I've done that, number one is pray. Number two is reprint. Number three, wash my face and go to bed. You know? And like, so there's no point at your day that daily card is not going to make an impact. Like, it's versatility as a tool is like really, I think when we think of it as just a three things I'm gonna do today, when we look at it just like that, like a subset of the to-do list, we're really missing out at how it can shape our minds and our hearts and our attitudes towards what actually needs to happen.
That is such a good point. I think, you know, when things go off the rail in a day, I think a lot of times we just even lose any hope that winning the day is a possibility. And I was like, well, we'll have to try again tomorrow, but say no, but there's still day left today. So it's moving forward from here right now is still possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And that post-it will save you every time. It's like, I don't, you know, there's an hour left in the day. You know, God still has a plan for that hour. We can still win that hour with his grace. And a post-it.
You can get more done by focusing on less. As long as the less that you're focusing on is what matters. When you get the big rocks of your day in first, those small pebbles fit in better and snugger. A daily card is a simple, cheap, and effective tool to help us focus on doing the right things and getting moving with our day. So check out my free guide that will help you jumpstart this practice in your own life. You can find the link to the download in the description below, or go to simplyconvivial.com/dailycard, all one word, simplyconvivial.com/dailycard, to get your free one-page printable guide so you can get started with the daily card practice yourself. And don't miss the next interview with Karen Head and how a daily card helped her to adapt to changes and challenges in her life. You'll find that interview right here.